in the Bed-Stuy neighborhood of New York City, they had a fire hydrant. Couldn't think of the word. So they once started leaking, and I guess they didn't fix it fast enough. So people took matters into their own hands, but not in the way you would normally think.
It's the talk of Bed-Stuy and beyond. Goldfish in this makeshift pond. The big question now is, how long will the city allow these fish to continue making a splash here?
Somebody even left a little thing of fish food right there for it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Here.
I think it's beautiful that this is in the neighborhood, and they should leave it there.
Where all the storefronts are boarded up.
Mm-hmm. What I'm wondering, is it art? Is it a prank? Is it beautification? Like, what's the intention behind it?
Neighbors in Bed-Stuy seem to love the idea that this...
It's kind of great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably not great for those tiny goldfish. There's way too many of them for the amount of gallons of water that are in there. I'm just telling you, their insides are growing. Their outsides are not growing. They're going to die from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Seem to love the idea that this puddle from a leaking fire hydrant has turned into a free aquarium for everyone to enjoy.
I just heard about it this morning on Instagram. My friend in Lisbon, Portugal sent it to me.
So I've never seen fish on the street before.
All right, just as a side note, New York City, we're the greatest city in the world. It never sleeps. There's never-ending opportunities for entertainment. Also, New York City, come and see the fish in a toilet water on the street.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is so Brooklyn.
Right, who has?
They look beautiful, and I didn't know that they was right there. I thought they was inside the hydrant.
But the New York...
Great.
Yeah. Inside the hydrant.
Yeah. That kid's going to get fleeced into voting for a dictator.
Mm-hmm. But the New York City Department of Environmental Protection has shut off the trickling fire hydrant several times, only to have neighbors turn it right back on. A spokesperson for the DEP saying the leaking...
That's awesome.
Wait, so the issue was fixed.
Yes.
They fixed it.
But now people like the fish better than safety.
Yeah, gotcha. Because it's fun.
The leaking hydrant can impact water pressure and supply issues for the neighborhood. We love goldfish also, but we know there is a better home for them than on the sidewalk.
Killjoys.
Oh, my God. Indeed. It's great because, yes, you're 100% right in everything you just said.
But we want the fish.
And yet you're going to keep losing.
Fish.
No one's going to give up because somebody in the neighborhood owns a big monkey wrench.
Goldfish and leaky fire hydrants can coexist. Maybe not into the winter because then they'll freeze, but still.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be rough going wintertime.
At least May to September.
It reminds me of the Chicago rat hole from last summer.
Very much so.
We lived on the block with the fire department, and they turn on the fire hydrants all the time in the summer. They don't seem to that concerned about the water pressure.
But it's not on all the time, and it's usually like so. It's hot, like during a heat wave,
also,
and people can play in it for a minute.
I think they're allowed to do it. That's part of their job.
It's like
the fire department.
Well, yeah. I think it's also like general maintenance that they turn them on every now and then.
I don't even think they're doing it like in the old days to let kids run in it. I think
I mean, one way or another, that's their department. So,
there's a team of neighbors who feed the fish three times a day.
Oh,
there's also a sign saying there's a surveillance camera trained at all times on what is now being called Gav's Fish Pond. The creator, who says he bought 200 goldfish for $32 for the neighborhood to...
That's too
200.
Many. That is too many.
Yeah, it's a small puddle. Yeah.
Dollars for the neighborhood to enjoy. Says he didn't want to appear on camera, but his spokesman did.
One of my friends.
He
is a spokesman?
Wait a minute. I don't mean to judge.
His name is like Slick Jimmy.
But that spokesman's teeth are set on shuffle. And he does not look like he's been a spokesman for anything before.
No,
one
no,
of
I
my
think it's
friends,
a new job title.
My friends, he came up with the idea, and he acted on it. It's kind of cool because it brings people together to have a conversation, for the kids to come by from the community and see it on your way to work, drinking a cup of coffee.
It is kind of a cool neighborhood.
I love it. I'm pro the fish.
Says gaunt Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, that's right. Can you be out in the daylight, sir? Will you not burn? Well, it's remarkable. There is a petition that's gathering a lot of steam to make it a permanent installation.
Yep.
And the city has no intention of making
no,
that
of course
happen.
No,
no. Oh, there's an easy fix to this. It's the mean, you know, Big Brother version, but it would be fix the hole in the sidewalk.
That would be another option.
Put
yes,
concrete in the sidewalk where there's supposed to be concrete,
so that when they
and
make
then
it
there
leak,
wouldn't be a fishbowl.
It runs away.
It's funny what motivates people. Uh-huh. Try to get people out to vote. No, thank you.
Ask those people hole. To help a homeless guy that's laying in that same hole yeah. sometime, and they are going to yeah. walk right past him.
Yeah, hole in the ground with goldfish and a leaky fire hydrant. 50,000 signatures.
Yeah, exactly. Like that one guy left his couch for the first time in 8 years because he knew some guy in Lisbon, Portugal, who sent him a thing. I got to go see it.